Welcome into the Inside the NFL Prospects podcast series. I'm Jack Borowski, joined here alongside my co-host Brian Sternberg. On this episode, we are fortunate to have on Jacob Roberts. Jacob is a starting linebacker for the North Carolina A&T football team, as one of the top returning players on a very talented roster, as he was named Freshman All-American. Jacob, thanks for joining us on the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Jacob, now we know we're at a point where we don't know what's going to really happen with the football season. Expectations for you guys, as you said, was to play in the spring. But just reflecting on your freshman year, what have you been working on this offseason to get you prepared for whenever you step foot on the field again?
I've really been working on my footwork and really working on in the film room how to learn and, you know, how to break down film, because it's one thing just watching it, but it's one thing, you know, actually knowing like what to do and what not to do on each and every play. So that's something I've really been working on.
Jacob, it'd be hard not to talk about the breakout freshman season you had. Freshman All-American, Celebration Bowl, Defensive MVP. The stats go on and on. But what do you think you did so well during that freshman campaign that allowed you to have such a high level of success?
I feel like, you know, coming out of high school, I had the right coaches mold me into the player I was. You know, coming from one of the best high schools in the nation, and being taught things, you know, I feel like I had advantage over other high school players. But like, I came into college ready. I learned the playbook, and the rest was history.
Talking about your high school career, Jacob, from North Carolina, what was the recruiting process like, your high school career as a whole? And then what went into that eventual decision to decide to play at North Carolina A&T?
I wasn't highly recruited. I played tight end my sophomore year. I moved to linebacker my junior year, played backup. In my senior year, it was my first year starting. And I kind of had a breakout season. And, I got cut my freshman year in high school, and I actually got cut my seventh grade year in middle school. So it's not – it's a lot of motivation. So I've always – you know, I always want to be the best at what I do.
Jacob, you just mentioned being cut twice. Every player deals with adversity some way, some shape. How has that made you a better player on the field and a better person off the field?
It just made me, you know, play with a chip on my shoulder. Feel like I got something to prove every game. And that's what I try to go out there and do.
How were you able to, you know, being cut two times in your career and sticking with it? Were there people who helped you? Was there something that motivated you to keep going to achieve that goal to where you're at this point in your career?
I would say probably my little league coach, Coach Tank. My mom and my dad, they always pushed me. And of course, myself, I always believed in myself. I always knew that I was the best at what I did, and I wasn't going to give up.
Jacob, you mentioned you played tight end also in high school. How do you think now being a defensive player, how do you think that has helped you understand offensive tendencies?
I can kind of tell, like, if it's a run or a pass, when they're heavy on their hands, stuff like that, light on their feet. It's kind of helped me a lot, but I only played tight end for about, like, 2 years.
Jacob, as we touched on playing offense and transition to linebacker, what was that like for you? What would you say were the hardest parts about going from offense? Granted, it wasn't such a long time, but going from offense to defense.
Like I said, like, you know, playing tight end, I can kind of tell, you know, if it's a run or a pass, or light on their feet, light on their hands, and stuff like that. But really, I don't really know about that one, because I didn't really play it that much. So, you know, I learned but so much playing tight end. But on the defensive side, you know, it's kind of easier on my point of view.
And Jacob, like I mentioned earlier, freshman All-American last year, going into this season, having earned that, is that giving you any motivation?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Now I'm trying to get I was trying to get MEAC Defensive Player of the Year, but, you know, we move into the Big South. So now I'm going to try to, you know, go for Big South Defensive Player of the Year and try to make All-American again. You know, sky's the limit.
Do you have any statistical goals for the upcoming season, whether it be for this team or as well as yourself individually?
Trying to win the SCS National Championship. And personal, trying to get over 100 tackles, 100-plus tackles, 5-plus interceptions, you know, 10-plus sacks.
Jacob, this is so early on in your collegiate career, but if you have started to realize that you have a legit shot at playing in the NFL, what point was that last year?
I would probably say after homecoming game. I had 15 tackles that game. I think I had like 3 sacks, 6 for loss. And then after that game, I kind of know people started telling me like, yo, you keep playing on the level you playing, keep on track. You know, you have a shot. So I always, you know, keep that with me, you know, that motivates me.
Jacob, you were fortunate enough to play in the Celebration Bowl this past season. Take us through that experience. What was it like for you? And then that game where you won defensive MVP as a freshman, take us through it and how you were able to achieve such a high award.
Well, the Celebration Bowl, it was great. You know, we stayed there the whole week. They had many events planned for us. We did multiple things. And that whole week was great. And going into the game, you know, we game planned for a lot because, you know, Akron State was a good team. We came in prepared, though, and we came in confident. And I played a pretty good game. I didn't know I was starting to the last minute of the day before, but, you know, I was just glad Coach gave me the opportunity, and I just made the best of it.
And Jacob, on the other side of the ball, you guys have one of the best running backs in the FCS and John Maine Martin. How has he helped your development as a player?
He's great because, you know, he teaches me things that running backs do that help me as a linebacker. And also going up against him every day, you know, makes me a better player on the field. And I'll be looking forward to watching him on Sundays pretty soon.
Jacob, the progression we see on the film, a huge aspect of that for players is film watching. How do you think your ability to break down film has gotten better over the course of your college career so far? And in what ways do you want to improve on that as we go into next season?
I would really say I didn't really understand it till like really when I got to college. Coach taught me like first thing when you watch film, understand personnel, you know, and your first step, every first step you take on the field is very important. And note taking, you got to take notes. Anytime you watch film, you got to take notes. And note taking has brought me a long way. I'll just look back at them. And that also helps me, you know, on the field to know what I'm doing, where I'm going, every single play.
Jacob, going back to that decision to choose to go to North Carolina A&T, how do you think that decision is going to help you succeed at the next level?
I only had the 3 offers coming out of high school, and North Carolina A&T was the first offer. You know, they always stuck with me. They always communicated with me. I felt like they always believed in me. Coach told me, he said, if I come, I'm going to have the opportunity to play. He kept his word, gave me the opportunity. I made the best of it. And coming to A&T, probably one of the best decisions in my life. You know, it's great here. I love the fans, the school, student life. Everything is great. And, you know, I wouldn't change it for the world.
Academically, have you decided on what you're majoring in? Do you have anything that you're potentially interested in or career aspirations that you have for life after the NFL?
Well, I'm majoring in kinesiology, minor in business management. Also, would want to do get into real estate. So yeah, somewhere along those lines, kind of athletic trainer, physical therapist, somewhere along those lines.
Jacob, if you could play one FBS football team, football program, what team would that be and why?
NC State or Wake Forest. Because, I don't know, some people think we can't play with FBS teams, and I know we got the ability to beat them. So I feel like we can compete with those guys. And I know my teammates believe that we compete with those guys.
When you think about this North Carolina A&T offense, a lot of star power. Even last year, we saw Elijah Bell go out. But when you looked at last season, who would you say was the toughest offensive opponent and offensive player that you had to go up against?
I would say FAMU, definitely. But the best player, I would say one of the South Carolina State quarterbacks. They run a two-quarterback system. I think his name was Fields. And FAMU quarterback was good, too. But one of those players from FAMU quarterback or South Carolina State quarterback, because they're very versatile. They can do things that other quarterbacks in the MEAC can't do, besides our quarterback, of course.
And Jacob, even though you weren't there when he was, but players like Daryl Johnson, Tariq Cohen have gone through his North Carolina A&T football program and are now playing at the next level. How has their success motivated you?
It has motivated me a lot. You know, I talk to him all the time. I talked to Daryl. I talked to Tariq. Just talked to him yesterday. But they always tell me, you know, like other people always tell me, just stay the course, grind, work hard. You know, we talk all the time. You know, they motivate us, keep us laughing, always come back to the school, show support, things like that. So their presence has motivated me and my teammates a lot.
When you think about your success on the field, what would you say are your strengths, Jacob, as a linebacker?
I would say pass coverage, man-on-man, field IQ. Some things I need to work on, taking on blocks, though.
And Jacob, what was that feeling like when you got your first start?
First start, FAMU. It was a great feeling. I was kind of nervous. Because I know, you know, FAMU was a big game for us. We lost in overtime. It was a great feeling, you know. I went out there, got in a couple plays, and then, you know, I just told myself, you know, it's just like the old days, you know. Got a tackle, got comfortable, and then from there on, it was just, I was feeling great.
Question about the NFL. When watching NFL teams, when watching their film, are there certain players you take pieces of their game and add them to yours, or guys you feel you play similar to or emulate your game after?
Well, I'm a big Carolina Panthers fan, so of course, Luke Kuechly. I love watching him. That's all I watch, really. Shaq Thompson, of course, and Thomas Davis. I watch all three of those guys. So I take my game, little parts and pieces from all three of those guys.
And Jacob, hypothetical question. If you could be trained by one player currently in the NFL or retired, who would it be and why?
I would say Brian Urlacher, because his mentality is just amazing. You know, he's never gets tired. He always pushes himself. He knows the game. He was a quarterback on defense. He knows what he's doing, and you know, it would be an honor to get, you know, a training session with him.
Teams are going to see your film, what you're capable of, Jacob. But what would you want scouts and GMs to know about who they're getting and Jacob Roberts off the field and in the locker room?
They're getting a leader. They're getting a guy that's good in the classroom. They're getting a guy that's out, that gets out in the community, gives back. They're getting a dog, a person who's going to work hard every day and believe in the system and give them all I got.
Jacob, at the next level, what role do you see yourself playing?
I would say linebacker. My coach, he said he see me playing safety. I always wanted to play safety, though. But I feel like I would have to get down and wait to play safety. But I say linebacker.
And for our last question, Jacob, for any rising high school football player, based off of what you've gone through, what's the best piece of advice you could give to them?
Just work hard, keep your grades up, trust the process, and, you know, believe in God.
I was Jacob Roberts with the North Carolina A&T football team. We really appreciate your time and wishing you best of luck next season.
Thank you. Appreciate you guys.